Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in our wonderful boardroom chat. And I have an announcement tomorrow night, live
and in
person.
Color.
Right here. Tomorrow night, Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m.
You're going to be there.
At JDM International Headquarters. Admission is free. You register at JDM.org. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app. And it's the glorious 2026 of this wonderful women's conference. Even men sneak into the thing because these women know how to worship God. They love the Lord. And Kathy will be preaching a glorious sermon. And you're going to walk out feeling glorious. Hallelujah. G-L-O-R-I-O-U-S. Glorious. You know. Let me say it again.
It's always a fun time. Ladies come from all over the nation. Some come from out of the nation. Of course, international guests often come.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know who's going to be there till they're there at that night. But it's always a fun time. They come expecting. They come. They bring their faith. They bring their friends.
Amen.
And then they leave changed. And we always look forward to. Always get great testimonies. In fact, we've been running a lot of it, promoting the meeting, getting ready for it. But I'm expecting a lot more on Friday night and Saturday morning. So there's still time for you to get here. It's tomorrow.
Ooh.
But if you're not able to be here, of course, we always live stream. And we always connect with the audience. There's, you know, there's a presence that's in the room.
Amen.
But it also, we hear testimonies of people who can't be here that if you enter in faith and agree with us, they have that same spirit right there where they're watching from whatever part of the world it is.
But the thing I can't get over is, and I've seen them do this, four women.
You've heard about it.
I didn't see it. Yeah, but I mean, you know what I'm
talking about. Let's be clear.
She's real funny about it. She's real funny about other women. Four women.
That's what they tell
you. The dads take care of the kids. They get one hotel room with two double beds. They don't sleep in the beds. They talk all night. And then they go to the glorious thing. I mean, they finish out Friday night and they talk all night.
Well, we don't come to glorious to sleep. We come to have a good time.
I mean, they just enjoy themselves.
Sleep later.
I got to announce again. Tomorrow, Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m., our glorious 2026, I call it the convention. It's a Friday night to Saturday morning, but it's powerful. Saturday morning, March the 7th at 9 a.m., JDM International Headquarters right here. Admission's free. Register at JDM.org. And you're going to be blessed. We need to know so we can have a good seat for you. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app. And we just come back from a preaching tour. That's why I'm kind of hesitating. We still kind of.
I just want to say something before you go on, because you keep saying right here, but people don't always know where right here is.
Where is
right
here?
We're here in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana.
6 miles from the airport.
That's right. We're right at a good place to be here.
You got to come. You will enjoy it. They will be blessed. And also, this woman gives great prizes.
Oh, yeah.
And they got a prize. I don't know if you're going to give it on Saturday morning or Friday night. I don't know which one. But whoever gets that one.
It's the grand prize. It's on Saturday.
Whoa.
And it's a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Very expensive one.
It's very nice.
Top of the line.
Women don't believe in lower lines.
She likes the top of the line.
We want to be a blessing. But in addition to that, we're a lot of other good guests. I just heard my sister Christine's going to be making pralines again to give away.
Praise God.
And my friend Holly, who has a wonderful shop here in town, a salon, is donating baskets, which she does every year as well. And other things, so many other great things, I can't even list them all, but it's going to be, and also, of course, we give away great merchandise. We call them glorious merch.
Glorious merch.
Yeah, that's like.
But I know that this grand prize, because I paid for it, it is nice. And I tell you, the lady that wins that thing, or gets it. I don't know how y'all get it. Do y'all draw names?
We draw numbers. They draw numbers.
And tickets.
You got to get a
ticket. She's going to go home blessed. So you need to come and you will be blessed. If you can't, you can watch it online and you'll be blessed.
And then the Saturday morning that starts at 9, that's a glorious living live sit down at the table with me, you, Chrissy, and Jody, our daughter. And
I get to be a part of something?
Yes, you have to be there.
Oh, no.
And my daughter, actually, you Jody, get man. To be there.
I mean, a lot of people want to meet Jody, and I tell you, Jody's a blessing of God. So I want you to watch it online if you can't come. But you know what? You need to put your faith, use your faith voice, and begin to decree and declare that you're going to make a glorious conference or one of our
other events that we
put on. Other events that are going all the time. Say, but I don't have that kind of money. Help, come in. God does. Oh, he ain't asking for your money. He's asking for your faith. And if you use your faith voice, that's our theme for 2026, he'll get that money to you so you can come and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and then after the live, Glorious Living Live that we're going to be doing, it's going to be like a 45-minute program. And then we're going to have a little short break, and then we're going to have a full service on Saturday morning where we'll be have worship. I'll be preaching the word. We'll be have a time of ministry, and then I'll close out with a book signing.
Great.
So
it's
get
be
to
wonderful.
Meet you in person. I hope to see you here.
It'll be like a Christmas event, I'm telling you. The place is going to be beautiful. It's all decorated and everything. Yeah. You're going to be blessed. First, I want to say this here, then we're going to get into our subject today. We just came back. We had one of the most marvelous preaching tours. We went into Whittier, California, and ministered there for Jason Lozano and Elizabeth at Freedom Church. What a church that is.
Great church.
Then we flew over to Sacramento, California.
Yes, another great church.
Preached another great, wonderful church and blessing. I'm
Pastor
telling you,
Marie.
Yeah, Vance and Marie. I mean, and this lady's a woman pastor, but she's doing a good job. A blessing. Then we took that plane and flew over the big pond of the Pacific Ocean, and we started preaching. And I mean, which is your body goes because you know you're changing times all the time. And we went and preached at the King's Cathedral there in Maui, Hawaii. There it was such a Kahului Maui. Then we went over to preach. Then went to Hilo. Man, we had a knockdown, drag out service at Hilo. The worship was just extraordinary.
Precious,
God
precious.
Came down, kissed the earth, and we got caught between the smack. It was just wonderful. Then we preached. We finished out at Word of Life. Art and Kuna Sepulveda.
Two morning services on Sunday.
I mean, preaching. Then jumped in that jet, whoom, flew back over because we had to be here and things of that nature on Monday, which is Monday past. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. And people got saved. People got born again, ministered to, touched. It was just a wonderful time.
Yes.
And people said, I had a person, did you spend any time for yourself? Well, we had maybe 2 days, 3 days where we actually could
got
really
to rest. We slept
rest.
A lot.
Yeah, we were running hard. And it was a blessing. But we're back in the saddle again. Back in the saddle again. Hallelujah. And here we are. And it's a blessing of the Lord.
Everything's
ladies
a song.
And gentlemen, we've been celebrating, and we will celebrate it all year long. 50 years of ministry.
Thank
I've been preaching 50 years.
What a blessing.
And I was just going to do it when I preached January 4th, where we set the 2026 theme. But God said, no, we're going to celebrate it all year long.
Yes.
And I tell you what, we're going to have a wonderful and glorious time. You know, I want to explain some people say this all the time. This man is all, and this woman, they just seem to be happy all the time. Well, we tried sad. We didn't like it. So we decided to be happy all the time. Because God gave us a gift. Mm. It is so precious. And it's used for today, here, on earth. And it's a blessing. Go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start reading at verse 17 because this passage of scripture is literally pregnant with revelation. I'm telling you, so full. It would take 20 boardroom chats just to barely glaze over it. And I want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore.
Anytime there's a therefore, find out what it's there for.
Right.
If any man be in Christ, that's anybody, he's a new creature. Whoa. Old things are passed away. That's why you don't have to worry about old sins. You don't sin every day. We've all sinned, but and come short of the glory of God, don't miss his name, but we're not all
life,
sinners.
The old way of doing things.
Old things are passed away. I could preach 9 hours right there.
Old things.
See what I'm saying? Old things are passed away. Behold, and the word behold means look,
watch.
All things become new. So every day you're going to get something new if you understand what it means to be born again. Ooh, watch this, verse 18. And all things are of God who has reconciled us. Why are you afraid of God? He's reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Why do Christians fight in churches? Why are there church splits? We have the ministry of reconciliation, not the ministry of separation. Reconciliation. Do you see what I'm saying? Just like that. I could do another 9 months right there. Glory to God. To wit is an old English term which means to know. To know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not, notice the word not, imputing their trespasses unto them. This thing's getting bigger by the minute, good Lord. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So I give people a word of reconciliation, not a word of separation, a word of nastiness. No, well, that's my faith voice. A faith voice will always produce reconciliation. My God, keep going. Watch this. Verse 20. Now you found out who you are. Now then, we are ambassadors, not janitors. Nothing wrong with being a janitor, but we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Why would you ever be afraid of this great God, Jehovah? Verse 21. Good God. Here's what I'm talking about. Here's the gift. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Now here it comes. That we might be made the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. Now that is a gift. You know, in La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, if you want to climb somewhere in La Cosa Nostra, they make you, it's called a made man. Well, they open up the books and they make you. And nobody touch a made man. Now, I was raised on the streets of New Orleans, so I know a lot about that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, that life, like they say. But when you become a made man, you don't even argue much with a made man. Because that's a position. Well, you know, God did something better. He made you. You didn't do it yourself. He opened up the book of the scripture and made you the righteousness of God in Christ. I don't feel righteous. No man will do what you feel. You are what God says you are. See, if you go back up all these verses, you'll find out what you are. But if you study that passage of scripture, it'll take you to the heaven, man. It's more, I can say it in tongues a lot easier. That's how big that passage of scripture is. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's why I don't worry about sin. People say, well, but Jesse, I don't care what you do. It don't make a lick of difference. I've been made the righteousness of God. And God, I'm righteous. Righteous, which means right standing. Good Lord. Do you say, the church don't preach this, Kathy. They make you feel guilty and they preach condemnation. Most of them don't understand reconciliation. I don't mean that, and I'm not against the church because I believe in the church. But if you come to Covenant Church, where Kathy pastors, that's our church, buddy, you're going to be reconciled. We're going to love you so much that you can't hate us more than we can love you. And you know why? With the righteousness of God. This ministry, that's why people love it. And I'm going, in the next few months, I'm going to be 77 years old, and I'm running like a gazelle. I mean, just running. I'm just going at it. We ain't got time to retire. We could have retired, me and Kathy, 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. To do what? Uh-uh. We every time we go preach somewhere, we reconcile someone. How do we do that? The righteousness of God. Do you feel righteous today?
I do. But you know, I was looking at that scripture that you were telling me. There's a key word in the whole verse that you just read. In verse 21, he says, for he hath made him, meaning Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I'm looking at the word might, because it's not automatic. You know, Jesus came, he died on the cross, and some people teach wrongly that it's automatically, everyone is already saved and justified because of what Jesus did. That's called the doctrine of universalism. We do not agree with that because everybody has a free will. We have a choice to make. So you might be made the righteousness of God. How did that happen? Well, back in 1973, I heard the gospel and I repented of my sin and I believed in Jesus. And then at that moment, that instant, I was made a made girl, a made man.
That's right.
Made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
So I was an offer you couldn't refuse.
As far as God was concerned, what Jesus did on the cross. I died with him.
That's right.
The Bible says we died with him and then we rose with him as well. So it's identification with Christ with what all he has done, but it's still our responsibility. Everyone has an individual responsibility to make that personal choice, either to accept him or reject him. And then when you accept him, you make a commitment to also live for him. It's not a one-time thing and you say the prayer and then you walk away as though you never knew him. When you meet him, you are instantly transformed from the inside out, and your desire then becomes to want to please him. Then he shows you how to live an overcoming life, a victorious life, and how to bring this same gift to other people, because he's given us the gift of bringing reconciliation to others. So it's
not separation.
You can't keep it to yourself. It's just something that's within you that Jesus came to give us, and it reproduces after its own kind, just like everything else in the scriptures.
See how she's getting excited? Because see, this ingredient called righteousness has such flavor. My God, man, that it will bring success to you. spiritually, physically, financially. Well, how come some people are not financially blessed? Because they won't believe that. They don't believe in prosperity. They don't believe. They think they have to be really hurting to impress God. You want to impress God? I'll give you a prime example. Some people think you really impress God if you give him a big offering. It's not the amount of money that impresses God. It's the faith that you use to give that finance. Now, I have the anointing of increase. You know why? Think because I'm better than you? No, I mix the ingredient of righteousness in blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. You become a partner to this ministry. And I'm not just telling you to get say that. I'm telling you, the anointing increases on it. You're going to get blessed. Things are going to, you're going to get favor. I mean, have you ever heard me say, I don't know what I'm going to do. If we can't make it, we can't do this, we can't do that. It's the only reason why I receive an offering is give you an opportunity because God says, let me be a blessing to people. But now, what preachers don't understand, when they give to your ministry, when you give, we have to watch over that precious gift. You know why? It's full of righteousness. It's sacred. And it shouldn't be thrown away and done crazy and stupid stuff. No. So the hundredfold anointing is on me and on Kathy. Why? Because we took the ingredient of righteousness and mixed it with everything we do. I'll say it like this. We're just very flavorful. Don't you like flavor? Last night we had, I told Kathy she was going, she felt like eating some soup. She was going to go get some cabbage soup. You know what cabbage does to you. I didn't feel like eating that.
It's a delicious soup.
It's good, isn't it? But I tell you what, don't come over
it's
the next day.
It's filled with ham. True. It's mostly broth.
You know, it's true.
That's maybe you, but not me.
Oh, come on, girl. Don't lie on television there. So I said, do we have any gumbo? And Cass said, we have one.
I think I have one container left.
And what made it so good, it's so full of flavor. Now, if you ever got bad gumbo, it's the worst you ever see. Bad gumbo has no righteousness in it. But Kathy put some right, I don't know, she used the...
It's the what, right ingredients.
Oh, how she did it, you know. What they call that? The three celery...
Call it the trinity. The celery, bell pepper, and onion.
I'm telling you, it was so wonderful. You can taste it right now, can't you?
And you don't skimp ingredients. You know.
And then what I do is I take
and they
it.
Have now, to be
she
fresh.
Puts rice in her gumbo. And I don't like rice in mine because I want the flavor of the juice. You know, and what I do is I don't immediately grab a spoonful and eat a piece of sauce or a piece of chicken. We like chicken sausage gumbo. You can do seafood, whatever you like. Well, me, I immediately go to that juice and I go, this is what I want you to do when you understand righteousness. Understand the flavor of what righteousness does. And he made us righteous. Mm-hmm. Now, for us to have a good gumbo, you have to make it.
Right.
You got to do something.
Make a decision.
Make a decision. This whole passage of scripture, I'm telling you, I could do a boardroom chat for the rest of the year and never get through this. Reconciliation. I mean, old things passed away. I mean, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. No fear. Nothing but reverence. Mm. God blessing you in the city, in the field, going in, going out. Every which way, shape, or form. I'm going to say something going to shock you. And this is not bragging. This is giving God glory. 50 years of preaching ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm celebrating it. This just happened to us. As I was walking out of the church, a girl said, this is from our pastors to you. And gave me it was a sealed envelope. Not a long one, you know. You know, like, I thought, oh, okay. I never read it. I thought, what is this, you know? And we're on the way to the airport to open it up. This is a gift for 50 years of preaching. And it was $10,000. I wasn't excited that it was $10,000. I was excited that they showed love. It could have been $10. It could have been 10 cents. Because the way I am, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not lying, and she knows it. You do something for me, the money that I made, I appreciate that. I go, oh, I think of it like this. They thought of me. Sometimes people will give me a card. Some people put money in it. I like the card if it doesn't have money in it. I keep the card. Why? Because they thought of you. Well, let me tell you something. God Almighty, in his magnificent power, look at me when I say this, thought of you, made you his righteousness, made you his image, gave you his character, gave you his power. My God, ladies, do you understand what this righteousness means? Is this not feeling good? No. Gave it to you. Now watch this. So wonderful is he. Why don't we believe in universalism? Because he doesn't make you a slave. If you can walk in, you can walk out. It's all in your power. You see, some people say, well, you once saved, always saved. We don't believe that. I believe in eternal security. I do, my God. But I don't believe once saved, always saved. You know, because, and I know who can separate you from the love of God. You want the theological debate? I can talk it. I can go to the Baptist seminary and talk it just like they can. And then not being critical of that in any way, shape, or form. I mean, why would you want to backslide? I mean, it's kind of crazy, but people do. But what I love about God is the independence of your will. You can accept him or you can reject him. Why would you reject him? People say you can't lose your salvation. You can lose everything with your own mouth. You see what I'm saying? By when you take your will over God's will. He will not break your will. He has a way of changing your will. Don't misunderstand me. So, I wish I could believe that everybody's going to heaven. Anybody believe in grace? Boy, do I believe in grace. Grace, I'm saved by grace. But as I've said so many times, God didn't give me that so I can sin better or sin more, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I understand Jesus died for the sins of the past, the present, and the future. I understand that. And I don't need 47 translations to figure that out. Let me tell you what my translation is. Righteousness. Ooh, Lord. And it's just such a blessing. You know, my daughter's married. She's been away from us since she's 20. I think she got married when she was 20. Okay? Okay, and the Jody, I don't think she'll mind me saying, she's 54, she don't look it. She's a blessing. She come to my house anytime she want. She got a key to my house. She can open the refrigerator and eat. She can go into the pantry with a paper bag and get groceries if she want and take it out. We ain't gonna get mad. You know why? You ready for this? Let me have your hand. We made her. She's of the planets and a carrier forever. That's Catherine's maiden name. We made her. And then we gave her what we have. Watch this. We gave her our name. God gave us his name. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all understand what I'm trying to say here? This righteousness is so wonderful. It's the greatest ingredient ever. And but you know what? He doesn't make me a slave. Sometimes I wish he would. I ain't gonna lie. I wish people wouldn't backslide, couldn't backslide. Don't do that. But he will protect that will. Now, if that's not love, I just don't know what is. And I mean that sincerely. He made us the righteousness of God. Now, the reason why I believe it so much, he reconciled us to each other. Mm-hmm. See, when me and Kathy dated, we wasn't made. When I married her, I made her, she made me. We became a new entity. Can you imagine that? Us two became one. One flesh. Marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one. I heard John Hagee say that and I've never forgotten it. You go in as two individuals, you come out as one individual. Watch this, with separate personalities, she's still Kathy. And that's okay. I gave her my name, but she also kept her name. That's why there's neither male nor female, no Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free. God didn't make me a lord over her or her a lord over me in any way, shape, or form. We did this, and that's righteousness. Mm. What destroys a marriage? When you're not right with each other. You commit adultery against each other. You whatever, all kinds of craziness. Wrong. See, but when you're in right standing, works every time. Can I read that last verse again? Mm-hmm. Verse 21. for we have made him to be sin. This is Jesus for us who knew no sin. That's a big price to pay, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. As long as I got breath in this body, we are going to serve God. We put him first. And we do it. Well, you've been to Hawaii somewhere. I'm not going to Hawaii to look at the beach. Oh, let me ask you a question. We were there, 12 days preaching. Did I walk on that beach? Did I walk out to that
not
ocean?
Not with me.
No, I know. No.
We were together about 100% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, no, and nothing wrong with that. And I tell you what, my mind was on what I was going to preach here, what I'm going to preach there. And it's not that we don't love the scenery and all that kind of stuff. It's a blessing of the Lord. Don't misunderstand. We'd go down to eat breakfast and beautiful, the beach and the palm trees. And what I love was the people enjoying themselves. I think sometimes God just sits down and said, look how Jesse is enjoying his salvation. Look how Kathy's enjoying their salvation. Man, they're happy. Let's bless them some more. And little did I realize, I'm walking out to come home. I'm getting on the plane to come home, come and leave the church. And somebody placed $10,000. What'd you do with it? I gave it to the ministry. Could have received it. That's not the issue. I just want to be a blessing. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom. That's why we ask you to be a part of this ministry. Why? Because 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. It don't come to us. We're taken care of. God has really blessed us beyond our wildest dream. So I want to ask you today, if you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. And you better get ready to get blessed. Because the anointing of the hundredfold is on me. The anointing of increase is on me. I'm not trying to hurt you. You don't want to give. Look, watch us. If you don't give nothing, that's okay. Still watch the program. Because we ain't going broke. You know why? We've been made. You see what I'm saying? And this righteousness, and we're going to stick with it. If you'd like to be a partner, or if you are a partner, thank you. Go to jdm.org. Hit the donate button. You can give anything you want. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, whatever. Kathy likes this next statement. You can go to our free JDM app. Watch this and select the giving you want. Or you can mail in a donation through the post office. Now, that's a blessing of God. And the reason why I say that, because I feel righteous saying it, because I know I'm a man of my word. And Kathy's a woman of her word. And I want to tell you something. I mean this sincerely. You have to mix this ingredient in everything you do. Because then you come boldly to the throne of grace. Kathy, am I taking too much time?
No, I just want to read testimonies before we close, if okay, that's okay with you.
So thank you for being a partner. Thank you for helping us reach people, change lives one soul at a time. I'm glad for other ministry, but this ministry, 50 years, no scandals. People lied about us, tried to say something, wasn't true. And as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to honor this. And I'm going to honor you. You know why? Because I've been made righteous. I'm going to honor God. Go ahead, Kathy. Give some
Well, I just want to say, too, that because you partner with us, you're working together with us in this ministry, if you want to call it the Ministry of Reconciliation. It's a ministry that's telling the whole world that you can be reconciled to God. There was a time when we were apart from God and couldn't come to him. Amen. We needed a Savior. Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross, rose from the dead, so that we can be reconciled to God. And then he gives us the ministry of reconciliation, Amen. Meaning what God gave to us, we're compelled to give to others. So thank you for helping us to do that every single day.
Let me say this real quick before you read it. Every dollar is very sacred. Right now, we got a $20 million project coming in us. We believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Well, that's a lot of people. You know how many people I preach to? My God, literally all over the world. Millions, billions, actually. So I know there's 20,000. You may not be able to give that, but one day you will. Let your faith grow. Use your faith voice. You might give a dollar. That's fine. I don't make any difference between the dollar giver or the $1,000 giver, and neither does God. And I appreciate these wonderful testimonies people are sending. They took time.
Yeah.
Read some bit.
This one's from Joey. Says, I look forward to these, meaning our boardroom chats, right. I think. Your partners in New York City look forward to seeing you again. And then Jules says, congratulations on 50 years of ministry. Thank you for all the work you do. It has impacted my life. and the lives of many others.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Keep reading them.
Deanne says, I love that you follow the Holy Spirit. You aren't locked into your plans in a service. That is the kind of church I've been looking for. Praise God.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there either. Me and God just go together. We just go at it. Go ahead, baby. Some more.
Kristen says, I just love that Kathy is Jesse's pastor. You two crack me up.
Now that is if you think of it, God got a sense of humor. That he make your wife your pastor. But it's true. Go ahead,
guys. We work together. Anyway, Darlene says, we appreciate the boardroom chat so much. Jesse and Kathy are so much fun to listen and learn from. Prayers always for your family and ministry. And then we have these last ones just telling us where they're watching from. Dorothy's watching from Kenya. Rosalita watches from Perth, Australia. And Jason watching from Nigeria. I know there's many more.
It's
these just a sampling of those that you send in. And we so appreciate your comments.
And
pray for you as well.
I want to talk about Perth, too. Could we come in May, we come into Australia again. We're going to do a whole complete tour. Excuse me. If you want to know more about it, you can get on our mailing list. We're going to Perth. And we'll be in Sydney. We'll be in Canberra. We'll be in Melbourne. We'll be in Brisbane. Oh, God, is that all? A bunch of places. And preaching the glorious gospel.
Watch on all our platforms. We'll give you all the details of that, as well as that, whereas we're beginning what we've called a heaven tour, which
Amen.
Is going to start, it's going to go to five April. Cities, and it mm-hmm. starts in April. That would be April the 10th, I believe. The first one will be in Branson, Missouri.
And I can say it like this. I'm coming
watch
to
the platform
a church.
For all the details.
Yeah, I'm coming to a church near to you. Hallelujah. It's going to be a blessing. Thank you once again. You know, Kathy, I just barely touched it. You think we should do another boardroom chat on this subject here? Because it's so powerful. What do you think?
I'll leave that
I know
to
that
you.
To me, but I mean, you know, she'll be praying about it, and we'll let you know. Praise God.
There's so much in the scriptures, and we trust the Holy Spirit each week to bring you something fresh from the presence of God, and pray that it touches your life and changes you.
And we make it simple so you can understand it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21 is pregnant. Can you get a vision of a pregnant woman with twins? This big. It's more than that.
You have to deliver. You can't hold on to that.
You got to
let it go.
I'm telling you, it will bless you. Until next time.
Yes.
Once again, thank you for being a partner. Until next time. Don't miss tomorrow night.
Yes,
it's
glorious.
It's coming. Glorious. And you'll be blessed. Until next time, Jess and Kathy say, we love you. See you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.